A recurring theme in human trafficking cases is the exploitation of young immigrant women. Stories of prostitution, brokered marriages, or slavery concern social worker Mei Tong Cheng of the Hmong American Friendship Association. She says out of roughly 50 cases of sexual assault or domestic violence that came to her this year, about half involved human trafficking.
Compared to 10-15% last year, and we don't really know how to help these women because they could be afraid of what would happen to them, like more abuse from the abusers or feeling that they have shamed their families.
Other victims fear legal consequences. One recent example involved a Milwaukee couple who kept a Filipino woman captive in their home for 19 years, making her do housework under threats of deportation and imprisonment. Cheng says another problem is with men ordering internet brides from their native land.
Sometimes the mail order brides are very young, under 18, and in third world countries where there are no birth certificates, when they apply for visas to come to the United States, the person who applies for these visas could change birth dates of their victims and make them 18 or older so they can come here.
A spokesman for the Wisconsin Coalition Against Sexual Assault says his group is checking out two potential cases of human trafficking, but can't disclose details at this time. The Coalition, Hmong American Friendship Association, and other groups are meeting in Wausau on December 17th to discuss the definition and prevalence of human trafficking. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.